Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam, and it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready? Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, or even if you're not, I got you. It's About Damn Time is a self-discovery. It's my self-journey to building a better me, and I'm taking you along the way with my conversations and revelations to hopefully influence you to build a better you too. And as stated last week, we are back to weekly episodes. Sorry for the hiatus. I explained that all last week. So if you missed last week, pop on back there and listen. I give you a whole breakdown about my 8-week absence and burnout and all what that meant. So as I stated before, these are some of those episodes that previously recorded last year. Didn't have a chance to really get to editing with everything that was going on. Plus, since I'm still fighting COVID, I can only talk for so long. I am going to go ahead and expose you to this. And this comes actually at a good time, this episode. This episode features my good friend and podcast mentor, Adele Coleman. Adele is a COO of DCP Entertainment. It is a company that amplifies Black voices through podcasts. And Adele sits down with me this week to actually talk about work-life balance. I mean, being a COO and a producer and a podcast host, and a mom of two, and a wife, Adele has to figure out work-life balance. And between being a creative, and navigating the world where your family still needs you, and we all know that if you were creative, you had that creative mindset, that's not a 9-to-5 type of situation. So Adele gives me plenty of tips, including talking to me about boundaries, which was needed then, but it's definitely needed now. I want to thank Adele for joining me for this thing that we recorded some months ago, but I'm going to let y'all just get all the goodness of this episode. So without any further ado, sit back, relax, listen to Adele and me. It's about damn time. This week, y'all, I have not only a guest, I have the guest, right?
You funny.
Somebody who I adore and love already, and I probably already only had like a few conversations with her, but after the first very conversation with her, I was like, I love this woman. It's Adele Coleman. Adele Coleman, how are you doing today?
I am good. I made it. Happy to be here on this amazing podcast. Thank you for having me.
Long
time coming. I'm about to say,
give me that energy that you were talking about.
Thank you for blessing me with your presence. I've been waiting a very long time. I've been waiting a very long time. It's about damn time that I got on the damn podcast.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Because she told me that was coming, y'all. So let me tell you something about Adele. So I have been like a fan of hers for a while because I do my research beforehand. So before I was on her radar, she was definitely on mine. And I'd be nosy, be Googling stuff, be going down rabbit holes, looking at past companies she did before, like before she got to this company. So I'm looking at all this stuff, right? And so we got a mutual friend, Latrice. Shout out to Latrice. And,
yes, Latrice.
And they were talking about, the Black Pod Awards, and I'm hopping in. I'm just saying, yay, I love y'all both, yay. And then Adele's like, when you going to put me on this About Damn Time? I'm like, say less. But, I got to work around the queen schedule because, she's such
whatever.
A busy woman.
And, yes, and
but she wanted to clown me. Like I didn't want her on my show. Like, she couldn't on my show the same day.
You got to give me a 10-point presentation plan as to why I am deserving to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. Man, she is so funny. Let me tell you why I'm like basically fangirling over Adele right now. Adele is a COO. She's an executive producer, Washington native. Shout out to DC, you know.
Yes.
Multiple award-winning podcast creator, producer, host, executive. She works for DCP Entertainment as the chief operations officer, overseeing all the daily operations of the multimedia agency. She also co-hosts Say Their Name. It's a podcast that covers stories from families that have been lost during negative police encounters. She also co-hosts The Head Nod, a podcast which is about Black experiences in predominantly white spaces, like the college I went to. I'm trying to campaign to be on that show. And Adele enjoys writing, and she curates a few newsletters. Not one newsletter. I'm trying to get one newsletter off the ground. She got a few newsletters. The Black Pod Association, your podcast playlist, and DCP's Feature Friday. You just do such a great job amplifying Black voices. And first of all, before I even get started with the first question, I just want to say thank you. Just thank you for Aww. You being you. Like when I tell you that I fucking love you, I fucking love you. You have no
It
idea.
Is mutual. Yes. Thank you. No, you know me. Like I say all the time, I love my people. So I'm blackity black black y'all. So whatever I got to do to uplift us, I'm gonna do it. Thanks for having me though.
And you do it so well. So, you know, you were featured. It's one of my shout outs of the week. And then we connected right yes. afterwards. And you kind of
That's
just,
when I did my dig. And I was like, who this? I got shouted out. Who's this? Tell me your story. I went down the rabbit hole. Went down the damn rabbit hole.
I am honored that you went down the damn rabbit hole for me. Like, you know, like, you know what? Yes. You know, a brother feels special.
You are a mess.
I feel so special. But look, regardless of this incredible resume that you have created, and I probably left some stuff out because you've been doing stuff.
Yeah.
How did you get into all of this? Like, because I guess I never really, I'm always interested to ask podcasters how they got into things. Mm. And usually when I do, it's during like a private conversation. Mm. We had so many conversations during the podcast conference, the Black Pod Festival. It was a few weeks ago. But I never really asked you this. How did you get into all of this?
Yes. So it goes deep. It goes way, way back to Little Adele. No, like, you know, it's funny, like people will say, like, the thing you get in trouble for the most in school tends to be what you're probably going to do professionally. Mm-hmm. I always got in trouble for talking. Like, Adele's a good student, but she talks too much. Like, that was always my mom at the school because I'm talking too goddamn much. But I say that because I'm from D.C. I went to Duke Ellington School for Arts. I have a writing background. Used to do poetry and spoken word and poetry slams. Competed in the National Youth Poetry Slam team, but that's another conversation for another day. Mm. But I say that to say, like, my school allowed for us to have a radio station, but it wasn't like an in-school radio station. We went to a local radio station here in the D.C. area every Sunday, 2K Nation, and we got to host, produce, edit our own show that went out to the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. And so from there, I found my passion for hosting, editing audio, sound design. And when I tell you, it was old, they had them wooden boards that just got the little dials that go like this. Hey, baby, what we working on now is a breeze compared to what that was. But that's where I found my passion for audio and just listening to stuff. And, you know, I grew up listening to the radio and everything. And even my college resume was called On Air, not resume, application essay was called On Air. Like, it was just mm-hmm. all about my passion behind that. And so after I graduated from Penn State, I started working at Sirius, was there producing a number of shows. I was just kind of all over the Urban View channel, all over some of the political folk channel, even did some stuff for Kids Place. I was just wherever, editing and doing sound design. I launched my own radio show outside of Sirius at another local station. And then when I quit Sirius, my former boss there was like, hey, I'm starting this company. I want to bring you in. You know, you're a good leader. You understand the business. You understand editing. You understand sound design and all that. He's like, I'm doing this thing called DCP. I rocked with him. That was our CEO, Chris Colbert. And I also just really enjoyed the vision, because coming from corporate entities and seeing things and wanting to create your own, but you're only being tapped into for Black History Month. But to be able to be at the helm on something where you can create your own content and tap into those underserved and underrepresented voices and communities in a way that you have never been able to, and on your own terms, like, I was all in. That's actually how we came to get Say Their Name. Because that was an idea I had while at Sirius, but no one was trying to have that. And so when we started DCP, I was like, we got to do this pod. And he's like, yeah, like, let's do it. And so here we are.
I love that. I love that. And one of the things I take from that is because you are such a natural leader. But you're a leader that you lead without having to sit there and proclaim, hey, look at me, I'm a leader, here's my title. And so, yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all. So Adele, like, just had like a group of people just following her throughout the podcast conference. And I ain't gonna fret, because I was one of them motherfuckers. I was there. I was there. But Adele didn't sit there and do no whole, hey, look at me, let me tell you about my credentials. She's so laid back and just sit there and talk. And then when she went for lunch, we all went for lunch. It was all 12 to 15 of us just like tagging along. And I was just trying to be in the front, just listening with my ear like this. So anything you were saying, no, but that's so real. Like anything you were saying, I was just trying to soak up. And you're so casual with how you lead, but it's effective. And people gravitate towards that. And I think that's why your resume is what it is.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, right? Because I am very chill. Like, if you know me, you get to know Adele's chill. Like, I'm silly. I like to crack the jokes and have a good time and just try to be very transparent with people and just very chill. So it's so funny to hear people be like, Adele, you're a leader. I'm like, I don't be doing that. I just be talking. Like, I just be talking about what I know. But I'm learning to embrace that role more, because I honestly didn't see myself as that. Until I see more and more folk like, what do you know? Can you teach me? I'm like, sure, what do you know? Because although I may have my foot solid in certain spaces, I believe you can learn something from everyone. And absolutely. So I'm always open to having conversations and just really getting to the core of understanding, like, what makes you you? How'd you get to where you are? What are you working on? What are some tips you can give me? Because especially in this industry, it's always changing. So you better talk to the folk around you to get an understanding and get a true hold on what's happening around you. So yeah, I just never looked at it. I was like, we all going to lunch.
Oh, I definitely slayed it in. I was like, oh, we about to go to lunch? I just started walking right there. I was like, yo, they going to keep me in here. I'm going to keep going.
You locked in. Going. We family. Hey.
Yeah.
You are a mess.
Yes, sorry. Right. You don't understand. I'm winning in life. Like, I ended up mentioning that to one of my podcast peers that I had a class with. And I was like, yeah, me and Adele Coleman, we supposed to be having a meeting, you know, to sit there and talk about things. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. I mean, oh, so you just gonna drop that like all that? I mean, we connected, you know. You know, something I got, you know what I mean?
So
break it down for me. What does a typical day look like for you? Because we were talking before we started recording, and you were like, yo, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Today I had 8 meetings. Now, that's not every day, but it's a lot. So I guess a typical day, so just to put out there, I'm a mother of 2. I have 2 daughters. I have my 9-year-old Athena and my 3-year-old Zora, and who we affectionately call Coco Bean. Zora is Coco and Athena is Bean. So yeah, I have to mom in the mix of all of these things. So every day, get up, get the kitties ready, myself ready, take them to school, then work begins, right? Well, work has probably already started. We live and breathe on Slack. Like, that's our main platform. So I often just kind of check in with the team. I always be sure to send them a good morning message. I try to be the boss that I would want, like, to be greeted before I ask for something, you know, because I was like, hey, Adele, give me this. Like, I try to be courteous with my team. Right. Usually my morning message goes over the daily assignments, check-ins with them, what's coming up, things to look out for, you know, stuff that we might be working on. We also have an internal newsletter that we do that talks about DCP. So your podcast playlist is the one that I curate that talks about other folk in the podcasting space and highlights them. The DCP newsletter talks about what we're doing at DCP that we share. And so I always send that out to our teams to drop in stuff from their shows. So like on a daily, let's see, I have promo swap conversations, which are basically a lot of negotiations about which shows people want to swap with for how many impressions, which that is a lot, like, because it's always open-ended and have to continue those conversations throughout the next day and solidify those. I often go into our system. We distribute our podcast on the Megaphone platform. So just checking that all the shows are up and running. Throughout the week, I do audio control, so I listen to our content before it goes out. Video control, I watch our content before it goes out to make sure that all of that is good. Check in with all my team. So they may have various needs. Like, so I address each producer. So currently on staff, we have at least 10 to 11 folk at this point. Mm. I try to check in with them. We have a standing, I have a standing meeting with each of my producers. And then I have teams meeting on for each of the shows. The reason I do that is because if the producer has something that they want to address and not address in front of their fellow producer and or host, they can privately kind of have that one-on-one with me. Right. And then I have an overall content team meeting with my whole everybody. So those are some of the standing meetings that I have throughout the week. Also, we have like our marketing and sales team, make sure they're good. A social media team, make sure that we strategize on the plan for our social media output that week. Video content team, making sure the video editor, director has all the content that he needs, addresses any needs with him to kind of make sure that he's good there. We have branded partnerships, so follow up with those relationships to see if there's anything coming up down the pipe. Keeping us all on deadlines and getting things turned out and churned out there. Work with our assistant to make sure our pitch decks look good for pitching out to folk, for myself, for building those content and promo swaps with folk. What else? It's a few different things. It's a lot. A lot of it is relationship building. So doing a lot of stuff with that, writing and curating and building out our newsletters throughout the week. Meeting with folk on growth strategies, talking up troubleshooting. Troubleshooting is a big thing. Like, trying to catch things before it's too big. Like this past week, we were doing the Spotify video. So Tereshio and Lasagna Ganja are both on the video platform that Megaphone does with Spotify. So just troubleshooting and making sure it goes up, because there was a glitch in their system that I caught. So making sure that that was there. And then I do a little bit of our traffic and putting our ad sales and stuff into all of our shows, like different ad markets we may have. Sending out promo requests, not just for cross promotion, but ad reads and host read ads, doing air checks with other folks to make sure that the quality that they want to put within our show is where it needs to be. And then just kind of talking to all those different entities, because it's a lot. And then we have folk on the West Coast, so make sure that they're feeling supported as well.
Let me tell you something. So,
oh, and hosting my show with Anna.
And hosting the popular show that you just launched like a couple of months ago.
Launching a show. Oh gosh, we have a few that we launched. We create a rollout plan. We create social media strategy, a marketing strategy, reaching out to folk to kind of get some growth stuff put out there. So yeah, just building.
So here's where I am with you telling me all this stuff. So there is Jared, the podcast nerd, that is like gushing right now at all the stuff that you do and all the stuff that you're saying, and to a point that I just want to fly to DC and just sit with you for a week as you go through all this and just be taking notes, copious amounts of notes, and just soaking it all in, because that sounds amazing. But then it's Jared. You know, I just try to shake it off and be Jared, the podcast host. And so for those people that my audience is listening to this and saying, holy shit, this is a lot of stuff that you're doing.
And I'm sure I missed a few things. I'm not even wrong.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. So for that part, for me being the podcast host, getting it back to my audience and giving them what they need, how do you do it all? And how do you have the passion to continue? Because that's a... That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot. So I create checklist. And I actually learned this at Black Pod Festival last year. Shout out to Anna. Where someone talked about categorizing your checklist. A being the most important, B being not as important but important, and C, I could probably get to that later on or tomorrow, right? I always tell myself I'm gonna try to be successful today and properly plan so that a Adele of tomorrow is not stressed by a Adele of today, okay? So I'm looking out for sis tomorrow, okay? But yeah, I am old school. Like, I will literally physically write down all of my to-dos. And I'll put a box beside it because I live for the check beside something. Like, that gives me validation. It makes me feel good about myself. So I'll literally just kind of go through and organize and categorize, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to follow up? Like, cross-promotion marketing stuff is always about the follow-up. Outreach stuff, growth stuff, it's always about the follow-up. So what do? I'll schedule an email. I live for scheduled emails. If I can schedule a text message, you best believe I will. Like, I'll try to schedule whatever stuff I can so that I'm like, okay, I wrote so-and-so today. I'm going to schedule something for 2 days from now. If I hear from them in between now and then, I'll just delete the scheduled message. If I don't, it's already gone. Like, it'll send out to them. So I take a lot of notes. That helps me. I have multiple calendars. I have a calendar on my phone, and then I have a physical calendar beside my desk that I write everything down on too, for like my meetings. So I know if I look at my calendar, that's all my meetings and things that I need to address. And then I just kind of build from there. I try to make sure that I get some sun once a day. So I'll even put on, what I found worked for me is I have to put it in my calendar as a meeting, like Adele unavailable. And I take that time to go grab a bite to eat, to walk around, to take in some sun, to call a friend. I try to. Now, full transparency, I don't always do it because I'm like, this is really pressing. I got to get this out, you know?
Right, right.
But I do try to hold myself, you know, to that more often than not, because I don't like the feeling of exhaustion. And it does come, but I try to just kind of make sure that mentally I'm handling everything if I can. So I live and breathe for a good list. And I try to do a better job. I've come very far at delegating tasks. Some tasks I have to do. A lot of the tasks I don't. I mean, I do, but I'll try. But if I know someone on my team may have availability to do it, like, I'll go ahead and try to give it to them. Or I'll see if it's something that's fitting for that B column. Like, it's pressing, but I can probably get to this tomorrow. It doesn't have to be done, like, today.
Right.
And, as I always say, is give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Like, I used to really, like, beat myself up. Like, dang, this is crazy. Why did I get this done? Like, you know, I can't. But I'm like, Adele, you are one person. Like, come back to it tomorrow. You are not doing open heart surgery. It'll be okay. Like, it'll be fine. Like, give yourself that grace. And that's something that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you were talking to me when you said that, because I don't do such a good job.
I was. I'm looking right at you. Yeah, give yourself grace.
It's hard. And I liked it, but I do like the fact that you are a list person, because I am a list person. Almost to the extreme, though, to the point that I had a therapist tell me one time, when I told her I was making a list of all the lists that I need to make,
and she was like, you had to reel that in.
She's like, you borrow from lists for like the next 90 days. I'm like, yes. But I got to finish my list of the lists that I need to make.
My list for the list. Oh, no.
I tried to explain it to somebody else. They were just like, yo, she right.
She right, though. You got to take a step back. You got to find another solution for that. Not the list for the list for the list. But I get it, though, because my mind, I think it also goes to, like, how you think, right? I have a list because I have, like, a household list. I have my personal list. I have my work list. I have the things I have to do for my kids. And, you know, one I got to get better at, the stuff for myself. But the way my mind thinks is it's like a circle. And if I don't write these things out, they'll keep kind of circling back. And it's like some of those lists will be connected, you know, like, okay, be sure to do this. And if you don't do this, then you won't do that. And if you won't do this, then you won't do that. And if I don't write it down, it'll just kind of keep cycling out. Like, I literally have to outpour. I have to get it out.
I want to ask you this. How do you handle people that are not the entrepreneur, COO type, creative type people that are in your life? Because here's my problem. And so maybe you can help me. Here's my problem. Let me get some advice from you. So I have all my lists, all the stuff that I want to do. Oh, I need to work on editing here because I don't have a team yet. I'm getting there.
It's coming.
So I need to work on, you know, the editing here. I need to sit there, have schedule a meeting with here. I got to record these episodes. I got to record these episodes for this different podcast. So I'm going back and forth over that. And I also have my 9-to-5 job that I'm working. Mm-hmm. So luckily, I work remotely 4 days out of the week. So I'm able to sit there and, you know, do a little bit of 9-to-5 stuff and then move into the 5-to-9 stuff and then vice versa. So I'm able to sit there and juggle. So I'm able to juggle that like that, right? But I think the problem is because everyone knows that Jared is working on his podcast stuff, mm-hmm. his podcast projects, you know,
his projects.
And then in the 9-to-5 job he at home, you know, so. Oh, let me call Jared and shoot the shit with him for like 2 hours, mm-hmm. or an hour, or 30 minutes, or let me call every day, or let me stay on the phone with you and talk to you about how I counted my toes and everything. And I'm like, and I try to explain, and then they be like, mm-hmm. I mean, what, you know, give yourself some grace and give yourself some time. You know, you taking a break with me, but the problem is. You want me to take a break with you, and then somebody else gonna call and want me to take a break with them, and then somebody else gonna call. How do you juggle that? Adele, help mm-hmm. me. Help me.
I'm gonna teach you this beautiful word. Mm. Mm. Boundaries. Okay. Yes. People don't like that B word. They'll take the other B word over that one, okay? Mm-hmm. People don't like it. First of all, I don't work for iPhone, but one quality thing that I love about my iPhone is the ability to create different focused little groups on that screen, be it personal, work. You can even add some of your own work, personal, family, blah, blah, blah. And you can select whichever one which will allow certain people to get through and others won't, okay? Like, I love that for me. That thing stay on. I'll be forgetting focus be on. I'm like, oh yeah, sorry. Like, mm-mm. And secondly, I just think that In those senses, like, people just want to talk, and that's fine. You could talk with people whenever. But I think in order for you to be effective with what you have to do, you got to be like, yo, I'm within this box. Like, when I'm editing audio or reviewing audio, because even when you bring a staff, you're still going to be in it. Like, not as much, but you're going, especially when you first bring somebody on, that's your baby. So you're going to really want to listen to something until you can really trust whoever's working on it. And you don't want everything to go out blindly that you haven't listened to. So you're still going to be listening. So you got to be able to set that away message. I still do that. Like, my team will see that slack little bubble pop up with headphones. Adele's editing audio. So hit her up on urgent matters or send her a Slack message knowing that she'll check it, but might have to respond to you a little bit delayed. I think you kind of got to filter out, like, is this a meaningful conversation that serves me now, or is it something that I can have later? And the more that you create those boundaries for people, it'll be tough for them, but eventually, like, they'll respect them. Like, all right, it's 3. I can't call him. He's probably busy with one of his recordings or something. I'll just leave him alone until whenever. Like, and then if they keep calling, you know, that do not disturb is a swift button, okay? Is it urgent? Are you okay? Okay, I'll call you later, you know? Because you got to, all of that ends up doing, if you don't establish those boundaries, is negatively impacting you. Because now you just sat on the phone for 2.5 hours. Now you got to catch up on your 9-to-5. And now your 9-to-5 is delaying you from catching on your 5-to-9. And so you got to really kind of itemize, like, okay, I'm going to talk to you here, but I probably can't. Like, I'll call someone when I'm on the way to pick my daughter up from school, because that's a free moment for me. I'm in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to my, I might be reviewing audio. I might just be taking the time to just kind of drive. I'll call someone then because that's a free window for me. So just kind of having those moments that's built in, but like not prioritizing them if they don't serve.
Yeah, I think.
Boundaries. Okay. Can we put a rainbow over when I do this in the word boundaries? Boundaries. The more you know, boundaries. Do.
Fine. You know I hate the B word, but yeah,
I know. Right. Like, it's necessary. It's necessary. Because honestly, the more you move into your entrepreneur bag and you keep kind of growing, which you're going to continue to do. Like, your company and everything you're working on and the projects you're creating are going to be exceptional. It requires a certain type of Jared to be available to it. And if you are too busy kikiing and talking about the football game from this past weekend, you know, you can have that moment. There is time for that, but you just kind of got to compartmentalize it and then figure out what are the other moments that feed your business and feed you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Boundaries.
All right. So since we're talking about boundaries and we talking about, you know, healthy work-life balance, tell me some of the challenges that you face in having a healthy work-life balance. Because you pencil some of those things in for like some time for you to go outside or whatever like that, but sometimes life be lifing.
Life be lifing, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's hard. I'm not going to hold you. It's hard. And that's why I like talking to people, because it makes me feel better that, one, I'm not alone. Two, reminding me to give myself grace, because I'll tell myself to give yourself grace and I'll try, but I think I have a good community around me to be like, Adele, you're doing your best. That's all you can do. Because it's a lot. Like, you know, I have this job. I enjoy it. I also enjoy writing. That's something that feeds my spirit. I'm an artsy person. I like painting. I like theater. I like dance. I like watching stuff. I like doing things. I'm a craft. I like doing stuff with my hands. I'm a handsy person. I like, especially we just moved in this house, I'm always just kind of DIYing it and just trying to find projects or whatever. That feeds me, but I don't do it as much. You know, I started taking guitar lessons. I missed the last three lessons. I was telling my teacher last week, I'm sorry, bro, don't drop me. I'm going to do better. Like, I'm really trying, you know. He's like, it's okay. But I know that's how you decompress. So in some spaces, I had to create boundaries with work. Like, hey, on Fridays at this time, I am unavailable. Like, I got to be in my lessons, because that's something that keeps me sane. It keeps my mind in a good space. But there are struggles, because I'm always mommy, right? It's always all the time. Right. But I do deal with constantly feeling like I'm coming up short in a lot of different spaces, just like full transparency. Like, it's like sometimes if you feed something so much, you feel like something else is falling through. So like, I'll feed work. I work from home. I have a close relationship with my boss, you know, and I'll just constantly be like work, 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 work. Now we have a West Coast team. I want to make sure that they feel supported, but I am East Coast based. So that makes my days a little bit longer. It makes my cell phone, you know, want to check in. And they're great. But I just want to make sure they know that I'm here to support them. You know, if they need anything, I very much believe in the set it, forget it principle with my team. I got to be able to trust you to get things done. If I don't, then we're going to have a bigger problem. Right. But like that, if I'm pouring into my work too much, I'm like, am I supporting my kids enough? Then by the time I'm supporting my kids, my 9-year-old wants her time. My 3-year-old wants her time. That's boss baby. I got to kind of give her time. So pouring into her, like, what can I do here? Playing. And then I feel bad. Sometimes I'm tired. I just want to watch a movie. I don't want to run around the house and play hide and seek. I'm exhausted. And then sometimes from there, I'm like, okay, I'm a wife. Like, is my husband feeling like he's getting what he needs from me? And then he works crazy hours too, because he does freelancing and he works for the media. And as we see, the media is going through a lot of things all the time. Yeah. And so it's like constantly feeling like I'm playing catch up and like underserving them. And I get in my own head that by the time I'm work, 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 family, 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 husband, 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 friendship, 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 I'm tired. I go to sleep. And then there's not a space where I've poured into myself.
Right.
And so I'm working on that. I'm a work in progress with that. The first step has been kind of building in, physically putting in my time, like Adele unavailable for like an hour, to just do something that serves me. And also try to be more effective with how I do use like my weekends, or saying to my team, all right, I'm off here at 6, but to my West Coast team, if you need to text me, you can, you know, for pressing matters, unless it can wait till tomorrow, you know. Right. But really just trying to be honest with myself. In order for me to be honest with people around me and my team, I have to be honest with myself. Like, Adele, you can only do so much. And so while I try to my head again with them checklists, I try to check off the boxes. Did my daughter get her lunch made for tomorrow? We're going to watch a movie. She wants me to oil her hair. I got to clean her, help her with her room. I'm doing, okay, now let's have this time, because I don't want them to feel shortchanged by my work. I don't want my work to be shortchanged either, but I have to give myself grace and knowing that I'm only human. And I, as long as I do the best that I can, I can't, I gotta not take everything personally and internalize stuff, but like communicate. I talk to my daughter, especially the oldest one, a lot about what does she want? Does she, you know, want to hang out, or let's talk heart to heart. Do you feel like mommy, you know, works a lot? Whether what are ways or things that we can do that even if mommy does work a lot, you still feel present and heard. And that's really important.
I like that you had those conversations, especially with the oldest one, because I'm glad that you know, thank you for having that transparent moment when you talk about how you feeling short, especially in regards to kids and your kids. Because my situation with my kids, they don't even live here. They live in Dallas, Texas, so we are time zone away, and I want to, you know, I want to make sure that I'm already having my issues because I'm a part-time dad that's far away and everything, you know, so I'm doing that. So, me and my daughter, Brooklyn, she's 15. We have a great relationship and everything, but she'll also call me, you know, like 11:30 at night and be like, "Daddy, I'm working on my Sweet 16 birthday party." Baby, it is October and your birthday is in April. But okay,
listen,
okay,
she got the plan. This is the big one, yes.
But I want to make that space, and I want to be like, "Well, maybe I'm falling asleep on the phone, and you hear me snoring, you know." But I want to make that space, so I kind of, you know, move up and get up. So, I like that you communicate, because, you know, while I have that with Brooklyn, Noah kind of does his own thing because he's all on video games. So I got to, so I feel like
find a way to connect.
I feel like that's more so me being there more in person and everything. So that's also more stress, you know, for time wise and financially to get there. I love the fact that you communicate and you're making sure that everybody has that space. But you yourself, like,
it's hard.
Because I feel bad because when I text you, like, because obviously I ain't trying to harass you. I know you're busy. I can text you like every day, but all right, I can text Adele every day. But even when I do text, just to check in or whatever, I'm just like, I don't want to disturb. So how is this working for you to actually carve out time for you, because you're doing so much for friends, the family, and the kids, and the business? What about you? So,
you know, I'm starting on it.
Yeah.
And I have to discover my other. I really do believe in love languages. Mm-hmm. And like self, like love languages as well. And what I am is a giver. And that's great, but sometimes it's to a fault. Mm-hmm. But my happy place is literally making sure that my family and the people I care about and my friends are good, right? Like, I'm so simple. Like, I'll get my nails done and be happy. Or I'll just literally sit in the house with one of my friends and have a glass of wine. Or, you know, it's football season, so I'm all about my Penn State. We undefeated.
The Nitty Lions.
Nittany. Y'all gonna stop playing with me, okay? Nittany. Nittany. Editor started something. Nittany, okay? We are undefeated. Yes, we are. You know, and I love, like, just kind of just being. I'm real, like, I like meditation, which I've started doing a lot more in the morning. I have my little sound bowl that does a lot for me. So there are little glimpses and stuff, but I have to tell myself, while my love language is giving, and I am affirmed and caring and looking back, and, you know, like they said, being that mama on Christmas morning, sitting back with the mug, like, that's very much me, okay? Like, I have to also find and tap into other things that make me happy. Like I said, I'm a talker. So when people text me like, "Hey girl, how you doing?" I enjoy that. Like, "Hey, what's up? What you into? Let's talk about something that's work-related and or not work-related." Like, that's just shoot the shit. I'm cool with it. Like, I love having that space. And actually, that's what brought me and Anna to the head nod, because we were just joking around, texting each other, sending voice notes, and this was born. Like, we were like, "You went to a Peter? Yeah, me too. Hey, hi." I was like joking about music, joking about stuff, and then an idea came out of it. So that's one thing. I enjoy swimming. I'm getting back into that after I haven't yet done it, because you see these curls, they are very much intact. We're gonna wait till after a few conferences and a few other events, and then sis is gonna just lay it down and go swimming, okay? But what I've done is kind of started mapping out you know, things that I want to do. And so while it is a work in progress, it is progressing because I do enjoy talking to my family, sitting with my daughter. But I'll tell my husband, like, hey, let me just get an hour to take a nap. I literally slept this past Sunday. I didn't even know I was that sleepy, but I woke up. I was like, give me an hour. 4 hours later, he come waking me up. I'm like, an hour. He was like, no, you needed that. So just being communicative about what my needs are, because sometimes as a giver, people get so used to you creating these systems of giving that they don't even like check in. They don't even kind of see how you're doing. Like that whole check on your strong friends, like people need to do that with me more often. Right. But like having that space where I also try to be not in a complaining way, but more vocal about what I feel like I need. And if that means on Friday, I want to get into my soaker tub with a glass of wine and I have my little shelf where I can watch some shows on my iPad and just lean back in the bubbles, then I need that.
Right.
Hold the kids at bay so I can sit still for like an hour. And that feeds me that, you know, so I'm working on it.
No, that makes sense to be more vocal about what you need. I think, and I'm a giver as well, so I think a lot of times it's hard for me to actually vocalize what I want,
right?
Because I've been given so much, I don't even know what the hell I want.
Like,
that's
valid.
Yeah,
because sometimes just figuring out what you want is the challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but sometimes too, you got to be in the space where it's just you to really just kind of figure out what it is that you may want. Or what I do is I tap into my feelings when I'm in different spaces. I'm like, I enjoy this. Okay. Maybe I should do this more often. Like that's how I realized I like walking in the middle of the day. Like one time I was literally just annoyed by something. It was just ridiculous. Like somebody did something so dumb. And then like, I had an agreement and then like they flipped on everything and was acting like our conversation never happened. And just blew up our whole conversation and it was just ridiculous. Like it didn't even have to come to that.
Yeah.
And I'm the type of person that will keep repeating myself until it makes sense. Right. So once I got off the call with them, I'm calling my friend like, is this crazy? Like, am I tripping? And while I'm talking to her, I'm walking around outside, not even knowing. I'm just outside. And another thing, I said, I'm sure I look crazy to my neighbors. I'm like, and I said this, right? Sometimes I got to talk through things and be like, okay, where did I go wrong? Like, I need to hear another opinion. What are your thoughts? And of course, she was like, no, Adele, you right. But by then, I look at my watch. It's vibrating. Girl, you didn't walk 2 miles. Oh, I like to walk in the middle of the day.
But it helped. It helped the anxiety. So you got a chance to vocalize it out. And then you worked it out. So the metabolic, you know.
Yep, exactly. All them endorphins. I was chilling. I was chilling after that. I was good. I had a good day the rest of the day.
And I liked it because I'm. This is why I adore you, because it's the same thing. It's the same process. I'm like, let me tell you about this. They don't even know how to use. They didn't know about Google Chrome. They were like, oh, we got to get you this new application called Google Chrome.
It's not like, application. No, it's not. It's crazy the things that people come out with. But I would bet, and knowing you, that something that gives you peace is connecting and talking to people. So it's like, wow, that's probably why when people call you in the middle of the day, right? You're like, hey, how you doing? And that's okay. But again, you got to set boundaries. Like you got to look at the time, but all right, we got to go. You got to know when to wrap it up, or have that built into your life in other ways where you're connecting with people when it's not during, when you're like in the middle of your edits.
Yeah, I think the main thing for me would be like, hey, you got 30 minutes on the clock. Time starts now. Yep.
I would literally answer the phone like, hey, I don't have a long time. I got like 10 minutes. Like, I would literally answer before, hey, how you doing? I got 10 minutes. Like, I would literally, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's like, hey, like, I can't talk. I can't talk that girl that long. Or if someone's texting me like, hey, can't talk that long, but, or I'm in a meeting, can only talk for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people don't know your day to day. Like I know this one person who wants to sit for me for 2 hours, and I'd be like, hey, I got another meeting coming up in like 5 minutes. I don't, but I don't want to talk.
I get it. I'd be like, it's some people that phone call happened. I'm just like, I don't have the mental space right now.
I don't have the mental, and that's fair too. Like, we don't say that enough. Like, I'll be like, I'm at my bandwidth. I'm at capacity. Yeah. And that's a fair thing, because guess what? You shouldn't even, honestly, unless it's like an emergency, you shouldn't even want to talk to me, because I'm not going to be mentally present. Like, I'm not even going to give you the best me. I'm just like, okay, bro, that's crazy. Like, and that's not even my style. I talk. I'm a communicator. Right. So if I'm just telling you I'm at my mental bandwidth and you're still pressing, then you're going to get either nothing at all, or call me back later, or a dry response.
Very little. About just before I told you, you know, we recorded, I took a nap, and I had to, because I was so tired talking to my sister. I was trying my best, because she was just telling me about some stuff, and she was talking to me, and I'm just like, and I literally saw my head just doing this, as I'm laying down FaceTiming. I'm just like, all right, well, baby, let me get a nap in, because I got a podcast interview coming up.
You know what's crazy, though? You saw yourself, and she saw you, and she was still talking. That's what takes me down. People see you, and they still be like, yeah, so another thing. I'm like, dang, just send in a voice note. I will get it later.
But, yeah, I be feeling bad, because they'll call a couple times. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to call you back. So I'm like, yeah, let me get on this phone and just nod. So,
yeah, but even in that, like, I had to be transparent, because, like, one of my best friends lives on the West Coast. So, like, his day starts way later than my day. Mm-hmm. And I love him. I adore him. I want to talk to him more. And I said to him the other day, like, we got to chat more. But I'm like, we got to find other means to an end. Like, we're talking about now, like, maybe picking a show to watch together, you know, and then having a weekly chat sesh on that where we can catch up. Like, I used to like be like, oh, you got to schedule time. But like, sometimes that just is what it is. And it's consistent and it works. Like, I would tell him, like, I literally cannot sit on the phone for an extended amount of time, because there's too many things always happening around me that I'm a texter. I will text for days. I'm a voice noter. I will send you voice notes all day long. But like, sitting on a call, that's really, really hard for me, because it's always something like going on. And so I'm like, here are other ways that you can talk to me. Like, here are other ways. Like, what's the app? I know my one friend likes to send like the video notes to me all day long. Like, Marco Polo. Like, so I can see her, because she likes to be like, look at this. You like this shirt? I can see it. You know, like, there are other ways, you know, that we can communicate with each other.
I love that, and I think that's probably what I got to start doing. Like, people want to communicate with me, so list out the more favorable connections that you can have. Because I'm a texter too, and apparently I'm just learning that I have ADHD. I didn't know, but apparently I can text and edit audio a lot easier because if I'm just editing audio, I'm about to get up every 10 minutes. But if I'm texting you, like, doing this, and I pause the audios, I can refocus in, and I'm fine.
Exactly.
So I can do that. And Marco Polo is my friend. I got Marco Polo. Go download the app. You want to see my face and talk to me?
Yeah.
Just send me the message. I will just get back to you.
Yep, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, there are multiple ways, because the same for me. Like, if someone's calling me, I'm in a meeting. I literally cannot be like, hey, what's going on? Or if I'm having a quick moment with my kids and I'm cooking dinner, like, I might text or something real quick. Or I might, with dinner, I might call. It depends. But, like, to your point with editing stuff, like, it's a quick press of the button, text, and you write back in it. When you're on the phone, that mentally takes you out of the moment 110%. And you're like, okay, hold on, what was I? And especially for me writing, I cannot sit on the phone and talk to you while I'm writing, because I will start writing what we're saying. Like, I can't focus.
Yeah.
And so I remember one time when I was in college and we had Instant Messenger, and I was writing a paper while doing Instant Messenger and on the phone. And my teacher gave me that paper back and was like, hey, I didn't grade your paper because I know this isn't how you write. I'm going to give you like 2 days to fix it. She circled a whole section where I was like, LOL, and like literally like writing in short form. I was like, oh my gosh, how did I miss that completely? I started talking about something that I was verbally talking about. Because it was about getting dinner, and she was asking for chicken, and I was like, I'm tired of chicken. I like wrote something chicken, something in my writing. Like, it was just crazy. So I can't. As you move into your creative spaces or even workspaces, you got to really take the time to say, How do I learn? How do I create? And what is the most effective for me? I can do a bunch of stuff at the same time. Like, I could be editing audio, or I could listen to audio, text, or whatever at the same time, help feed my kid. Like I said, I'm good. I'll be in a meeting, sending an email while still listening and sending Slack messages, whatever. I can do that. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn certain spaces about me that works and understand how I learn, how I can be an effective communicator, what is the best way for me to communicate, and what works best for me in order to be able to engage you all. Like, yes.
I love that. I love that. All right. So before we wrap up, and I really appreciate this conversation, I do want to touch, I want two things. One, I want you to kind of talk about a little bit more in depth about, you know, talking and dealing with your significant other when you have this work-life balance, you have the kids, you have everything else. Because you kind of touched on it a little bit, but, you know, for some people that you know, or happen to be in love with a creator, and they don't understand how the process works, and they want to sit there and be like, hey, so what's going on with you? Everything. What you need? Mm-hmm. Is it more so like you trying to do with, you know, with your friend on the West Coast town, scheduling that time frame for when y'all talk to, like, decompress a day and or like whatever things that y'all like to do, and maybe cut down on some like daily conversations? Does it work like that?
It's yes and no. It's tough. I'm not.
Yeah.
So my husband works, like I said, he does videography. He's a photojournalist for a lot of the major news networks here, like CNN, CBS, NBC. So he's on call. That was an adjustment right there, because when things happen, they call him. And secondly, his day-to-day is he works for our company. So I am technically that man's boss. So then that adds another layer, right?
Right.
We had to, first of all, with that boundaries, create rules that work. So while we are working within the capacity that we mutually work for the same company, we outside of this office space, we don't talk about it. Like, unless it's something really urgent. Two, we don't talk about work in our bedroom, period. Okay. Like, no. Three, back to those lists, because there's work stories you want to talk about. There's work in general that you want to talk about, because, again, he'd be down at the Capitol White House, he'd be seeing stuff. So I'd be like, what happened? But then also, there's the day-to-day, like, we got to talk about bills and managing finances and taking care of our children and what's the task for this week, right? Then three, there's another added layer. Earlier this year, my dad got really sick. They found blood clots in his lungs and in his legs. So now I'm also a caretaker, because my dad is now staying with me and him. Gotcha. So it's like, going through those checklists. And also, like, he's getting better, but he's also, like, wanting to engage as well. So then there's those stuff. So it's like, we collectively have a lot, like, on our plate. One thing that we try to work on is literally scheduling date nights. We cannot just, like, freely, like, go wherever. We try to be intentional with how we converse. So if we're in the office space, it's about work stuff, it's about bills, it's about the household, it's about finances. Right. When we're outside of here, maybe it's like planning about the girls. But what we discovered is that sometimes you get so caught up talking about checklists that you aren't really talking. And so we've been trying to do a better job of, like, at least once a week having a lunch together just to connect and talk. Now, of course, we talk in between the time, but this is a dedicated space to just kind of be all out. And then also, it's either at night or in the morning. It rotates, because sometimes I'm up at night and he's just gone. And sometimes, you know, he's up in the morning. Well, I'm always up in the morning. So and sometimes it just isn't always synced up. But we say before we start the day and or before we end the day, we just, like, check in, you know, just kind of have those continual conversations about where we are. Maybe we'll watch some funny Instagram videos, or, you know, we'll find a way to have that connection before we go up to bed and or before we start the day. It was not always like that, but what happened was we realized, like, especially around, like, January 6th that year, like, he was down there. And all the time after that. So he was on call a lot.
Yeah.
And I was always worried, because we didn't get to mentally check in because it did impact him.
Yeah.
But we realized like he would be coming, I would be going, he would be going, I would be coming, and we would just be passing each other like, hey, we'll chat. And the list of things we have to chat about, and the list of connection, and the list of like family time, it would just like get pushed. And we just didn't want to be two ships passing in the night.
Right.
So we had to have an honest conversation like, yo, I don't see you. We need to see each other, okay? Right. And like we have like a dedicated family night. Every Friday is movie night. So okay. We get in front of our big TV and watch movies. Someone picks it each week. And then we just literally just try to build in those themed nights. We call it themes. Mm-hmm. Like today is Wednesday and it's Wacko Wednesday here. Well, Wacko Wednesday because we can't do Tuesdays because my daughter has dance class in the evening. So we just moved it a day over. And it's like, wow, it's fun. And for them, it's like themed. And even for him, it's themed. But
yeah. For
us, it's literally scheduling time. It's building in that time. So whatever, like we're doing better. It was tough though. It's hard. And then like to your point about a creative, that's something that has impacted us both positively and negatively because he's a creative as well.
Right.
He does, like I said, he does video. He made a documentary that was award winning a few years back, but that thing kept him out the house. Okay. Like he was not home. And when I hit the road for Say Their Name, like I'm not home. So what we do is when I do have to take a work trip, I try to bring my family with me.
Yeah.
Like, so I think Atlanta was like, I was there by myself, but most of the time the girls don't have school, or when I was homeschooling Athena, we went everywhere. Like they would be out exploring throughout the day, or we'll bring an in-law, a parent to keep the girls, and we'll go have some time. Yeah. I try to bring them. And I was like always in my head, like, are people like judging me because I'm bringing my daughters to these conferences? Because I came from that culture in corporate America. Like, how dare she bring her daughter to work? Yeah. Right. And I'm in my head. Yeah. And I love our mutual friend, Latrice. Latrice always affirmed me in that. She was like, Adele, I love that you bring your daughters to these conferences that they can see firsthand, you know, what you do. I'm inspired. I'm going to bring my daughter next year. Like, I'm like, okay, like, I'm not. Thank you for that. Because it's just like, for them, it's a trip. For my husband, it's something else that we're connecting on. And I still have work in between. So I always try to bring them as much as I can to that. And just kind of build, not necessarily make work fit around my family or whatever. No, not make my family fit around work, but make work fit around my family.
Really,
if I got to work, okay, we're going to do this. But like if I'm reading something or reviewing a newsletter, that's my read time with my daughter. Like, hey, get your book, girl. We're going to read something together. So she'll read her book. I'm reading notes about a show or something. And when that's done, we'll read something together. Just build it in. Find creative ways to build it in because it can be a lot. But he gets it. I will give it to my husband. He gets it. He's always like, you got to be in your creative bag because you're going to be Oprah and I'm Stedman. So he's all in. Like
He's ready to retire.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with one of my best friends and we're working on some projects together. I'm trying to get more publications and publish in other ways. And he's like scheming with her husband, like, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to schedule a book tour. They're going to do it. I'm like, dang, me and her, like, can we write first? Like, sit down. Yes. But he's a good support.
And I know that helps a lot with the balance. So, you know, having that good support system to understand and y'all have that effective communication when things aren't, you know, rolling how you wanted to roll. I love that. See,
thank you.
You gave out all these great tips and everything. So now this is my last part. This is the part that I love the most. This is like my most famous segment. It's about damn time part.
Uh-huh.
So tell the people at home, tell me, because I've been taking notes myself.
Good.
Tell people what it's about damn time to do to create work-life balance.
It is about damn time that you sat down and decided to create boundaries, healthy boundaries. Yep, you know I was coming back to that. For yourself and others, boundaries are key. Like, they are tough at first, but in the long run, you'll be happier for it. I promise you that. It's just people don't like being hurt, told no, but it's not a no. It might be a later, or it might be a no. And that's okay because you have to come back to yourself. Does this serve me? How does creating this boundary help me in order to be the best me, Jared, that I can be? Boundaries, okay?
All right, I'm gonna work on it. I'm sure that you are going to hold me accountable.
Oh yeah, you can ask anybody. I'm good for these eyeball emojis. I will send the two look in the eyes real quick. I do it for my friends who not eating, or do it to my friend who's too busy. I'm like, eyeballs. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go get some food right now. Like, you already know, and your eyeball is gonna be grace and boundaries. So if I'm just sending that, you already know.
All right. Yes. Fair enough. I like it because that means we're friends. So I like it. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. All so right. You can text me. You're fine.
Yes. Y'all, I made it. Y'all understand. When you hear this thing, never meet your heroes, that don't apply to me.
I swear.
All right. I'll tell everybody where they can find you with, because, you know, I'm sure people are going to want to hear how all the wonderful things that you're doing, because you're amplifying mm-hmm. Black voices, and they want to sit there and just follow you everywhere, because that's what I did.
Yes. So I am on Twitter, and I'm sorry, it's called X now. I keep forgetting that, man. Changed the name. Right. I'm on that platform.
Yeah.
And Instagram at I am Adele Coleman. My name is spelled A-D-E-L-L, not E-L-E. I am Adele Coleman on all platforms. You can check out our work at dcpofficial.com. Check us out there. And honestly, I'm going to get my email out. You can email me if you want to be featured. I would encourage you to subscribe to your podcast playlist. You can check that out on the DCP Entertainment website. And then you can also find the Feature Friday segment that I do in Black Pod News. You can find Feature Friday there. And I'm going to just real quick, Jared, if I may. Please. When you apply to be featured, please thoroughly fill out the information, because I would love to feature you, but one word answers don't get you featured, respectfully. Like, you're not giving me nothing to work with, and it just gives that you don't want to be featured. So just go all in, you know. Even if I don't put all your information in there, it gives me a nice, hearty letter that I can create. So you can do that. You can submit, like I said, you can go on your feature, your podcast playlist on the DCP website, click newsletters, hit subscribe and submit to be on there, or you can go to Feature Friday on the Black Pod Association, Black Pod News Feature Friday segment. You can see a picture of me and how to submit, and you can email me at coleman@dcpentertainment.com. And check out the head nod wherever you absolutely. Get your shows.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely.
Leave us a review too, because we love those.
I don't think I left a review, so I will.
No,
do that.
You didn't. That's why I said that.
All right, so I'm gonna leave a review, and one of my reviews gonna be put me in, coach, because.
Because I'm ready.
I'm ready. I went to a PWI. I pitched it at the conference. You know what
got
I mean?
So, you.
Whatever. You know yes. what I mean? Like, put me on.
I got you.
I can't thank you enough for being on. I really appreciate you. Like, you have no freaking idea.
Oh, anytime. I'll be back. Yeah.
Sure. I'm glad you know.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.